AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Palestinians say an Israeli airstrike hit the central Gaza Strip, killing at least 25 Palestinians and wounding dozens more. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is in Jerusalem, trying to work out a ceasefire in Gaza.
We have been in a place before where American officials have stood before podiums and said we are close, and we were close, but we didn't get there. I believe we are close again. Will we get there? It is not yet clear whether we will or we won't, but we are determined to try to drive this across the finish line.
Sullivan says Hamas's posture at the negotiating table did adapt after Israel decimated the leadership of ally Hezbollah in Lebanon and reached a ceasefire there. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal is worried about recent drone sightings in New Jersey and elsewhere.
We should be doing some very urgent intelligence analysis and take them out of the skies, especially if they're flying over airports or military bases. We should be shot down if necessary.
The White House says there's no foreign connection to the drones. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked about all the people pardoned or had sentences commuted today by President Biden.
I think it's a good day for many of those folks who deserve that second chance and who have proven to be able to take that on.
The president is commuting the sentences of roughly 1,500 people who were released from prison and placed on home confinement during the pandemic, and is pardoning 39 people convicted of nonviolent crimes. It's the largest single-day act of clemency in modern history. Canada's most populous province, Ontario, may bar American-made alcohol in addition to restricting electricity exports to Michigan, New York, and Minnesota if President-elect Donald Trump imposes sweeping tariffs on all Canadian products. This is AP News. After winning 6 Super Bowl titles in the NFL as a coach, Bill Belichick's next job is head coach at the University of North Carolina.
I love coaching. I love the interaction with the players. I love building a team, working with the assistants, game planning, the game itself.
The 72-year-old Belichick signed a 5-year contract with UNC. Police in Fall River, Massachusetts, arrested a man they say was channeling the essence of the seasonal icon, Santa Claus.
Hey, somebody ran! You see the chimney?
Yes, the suspect they were chasing got stuck in a chimney.
You're an idiot.
Get up!
Show us your hand right
now! Show us your hand!
Detectives call firefighters who had to carefully knock out bricks to free the man.
Perfect, huh?
There you go.
I'm doing nothing. My leg, man. Please.
Police say due to his Santa antics, the man was transported to a local hospital out of caution. He's facing drug charges. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.